Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is July 31st, 2016. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Last week, it was the Democrats' turn to officially nominate their candidate. Thousands of delegates gathered in Philadelphia to listen to speeches and cast their votes. Here's the chart of the official beginning of the DNC. The presence of two malefic planets, Mars and Saturn, in the ascendant immediately suggests things aren't going to go smoothly. And, of course, the problem of disaffected Bernie or bust delegates made for some disruptive moments. The first day of the convention was tumultuous. Bernie Sanders supporters loudly made their displeasure known to all, booing whenever Clinton's name was mentioned. They even booed their savior, Bernie himself, when he spoke on stage and recommended supporting the Clinton-Cain ticket. Uranus, the planet of sudden events, in the sixth house of difficulties, suggests there was something unexpected creating problems, and indeed that was the case. The DNC email leaks that hit the news cycle just as the convention was beginning, which further inflamed the Bernie Forever faction, caused more disruption, including the designation of DNC head Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Fortunately, Jupiter, planet of conciliation, was there at the top of the chart, indicating where the main thrust would go. There were many stirring speeches that first night, but the one that really stood out was First Lady Michelle Obama's, an amazingly upbeat, beautiful, heartfelt speech that stood in stark contrast to the apocalyptic doom and gloom fest heard in Cleveland the week before. No doubt about it, Mrs. Obama knocked it out of the park and wowed the dissenters into submission. On Tuesday, day two, the roll call was taken, and Hillary Rodham Clinton became the official nominee of the Democratic Party by acclamation at 6:56 p.m. Eastern Time. Here's the chart. This chart is quite similar to the chart of Donald Trump becoming nominee. Both charts have Sagittarius rising, with the ascendant ruler, Jupiter, conjunct Rahu in the ninth house, indicating a major emphasis on beliefs, ideology, and an urgency to create a positive destiny. But in the Democratic chart, the moon has moved to Aries, a much more dynamic sign than the Capricorn moon of the Republican chart. In both charts, Mars and Saturn, the malefic duo, are in the 12th house of the unknown, indicating major stumbling blocks for both of the nominees getting through the coming months. As the days clicked by, a parade of speakers from celebrities to mothers of victims to politicians kept the delegate crowd and the TV viewers pumped up. From the quiet, devastating dignity of Kaiser Khan, whose son gave his life to save the men under his command in Iraq, to the spectacle of an audience with phone screens lit up, dancing to Katy Perry's Roar. And then on night number three, POTUS himself got up there. Obama not only gave Clinton a resounding endorsement, he ripped Donald Trump from multiple angles, excoriating Trump for all of his demagogic posturing, and even saying he wasn't a true Republican nor a conservative. And then finally, on Thursday night, Hillary Clinton gave her acceptance speech. Many saw this as a make or break. Would she be able to top the other speeches that had impressed over the previous days? Turns out she would. The theme was, "We are stronger together." Clinton included plenty of digs at Donald Trump, like, "A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons." Here's the chart of her speech. Note that Pisces is the ascendant sign. Pisces is the sign of hope, faith, and support. In contrast to Trump's apocalyptic doom speech of the week before, Clinton clearly strove to invoke a world of cooperation, working together to create a positive future. The combination of Mars and Saturn creates a lot of determination, and here appears in the ninth house of the future. Note that Mars-Saturn combination is opposite to the Moon, the significator of the public. This speech was carefully calculated to both inspire, that's Mars, and control, that's Saturn, the perceptions of the future that Clinton sought to describe. There's also the Mercury-Rahu-Jupiter combination in the sixth house. The sixth is the house of struggle, but also self-improvement, and defense. Jupiter is the planet of faith, ideology, and truth. Rahu is the significator of innovation. Mercury is the planet of ideas and reasons. Clinton sought to defend her vision of a better world, a world where, through joint effort, everybody's lot would be improved. Elsewhere in the news, the 12th house of a country's chart indicates plots, conspiracies, sedition, foreigners, and secret action in general. Mars and Saturn, two powerful natural malefics, are currently transiting in the USA chart's 12th house. Mars transiting in the 12th house indicates an attack from a hidden enemy. Saturn makes the Mars energy even more sinister and intractable. Last week's dump of private Democratic National Committee internal emails onto WikiLeaks has got the FBI investigating whether the theft of the emails was done by Russian government hackers. This was followed by the revelation that the foreign hackers had also gotten into the Democratic Party's Congressional Campaign Committee computers, and possibly even the computers of the Clinton campaign. The theory at this point is that this has something to do with Russian President Putin favoring Donald Trump in the upcoming U.S. elections, and that the cyber spying is an effort by Putin to influence the outcome. Note that when Mercury entered Leo last week, it joined up with Donald Trump's natal Mars. The combination of Mercury and Mars encourages impromptu remarks, hasty speech, and speaking without thinking. Trump suggested that Russian hackers should find Clinton's 30,000 unreleased emails. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. That immediately prompted accusations of encouraging foreign espionage, interference in U.S. elections, treason, and all of that. Trump's problems arising from Mercury transiting over his natal Mars didn't end there. Later in the week, Trump tangled with the Muslim parents of the war hero who had spoken up at the DNC in Philadelphia. The problems generated from that media storm had GOP leaders scrambling for cover. Trump is not likely to be less controversial during the coming week. Starting July 31st, Venus joins Mercury in Leo, his ascendant sign. Venus, transiting over his natal Mars, will add even more passion to his outbursts. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.